At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Yo, what's poppin'? You know what time it is. Your boy, Mr. J Hill. I am in the building. Oh, man. We got a special guest here. I mean, a breath of fresh air. Mr. What is it? Black Haven. Mr. What the fuck? You feel me? Mr. Duke Deuce is in the building. What up, dog?
What
Mr.
Do,
Memphis
man?
Massacre.
Got to put a little bit more energy in there. What the fuck?
Oh, man.
Like, what the fuck?
You got it. What up, dog? How you feeling, brother?
Man, I'm good, bro. I can't complain. I'm blessed.
Hey, man. I seen you just drop a new song. What's the name of it?
Sweet Tea.
Sweet Tea. Do you feel like you've been gone for a while?
Yes, but not at the same time because I've been dropping.
Yeah, you just dropped in 2022.
But it still feel like I've been gone though.
I seen one of your tweets. I think it said like, "Don't ask me where I've been. I got a new song out right now. I got some heat out right now. It's probably
the
best
like song. Don't be asking woo 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 if you round him motherfucker and you sleeping. So you know what I'm saying.
You're not paying attention.
Come on now.
But I only asked that because I was wondering, do you get that a lot? Like, what happened to Duke Deuce? Or...
Yeah, they be like, where you at? What you on, Duke? What you doing now? Like, what you mean?
I'm making music.
I'm dropping. Y'all just ain't seeing it because I don't have no push behind this shit.
You think it's that?
I ain't got no machine. But now it's like, because, you know, I'm freshly independent.
We were just talking about that shit before
the
cameras
back. Yeah,
you freshly independent. We're going to talk about that. But even when you had, because you had a machine, or would you even call that a machine at the time?
But then, all right, so check it, bro. From the jump, I didn't have a machine, obviously, when I first got my shit going. You know, when you a fresh face, it's easier for you to just be a viral moment all the time type shit. But then when you get a little bit older, it's like you got to work a little bit more harder. You know what I'm saying? To keep that attention. You feel me? But in the... After a while, shit, I did get a machine, and that was helping the shit. You know what I'm saying? But then, honestly, that machine kind of started to
slow down,
fade because of other situations within the label, and people and their own prideful shit started getting my shit fucked up. Mm-hmm. So I was kind of like, what the fuck going on with Duke Deuce? Like, this nigga hard. Like, what the fuck going on with him? Woo woo woo. So it was a lot of that. So people kind of stopped hearing from me. You know what I'm saying? But unless you was just somebody that was just really locked in, you know? So.
When did you sign to Offset / QC?
I think it was 2016, 17, 18. Maybe 2018, 17.
It might have been 2018.
Yeah.
Because I'm curious to know, did you take all your music down?
Did I take it down?
Yeah, because I didn't see nothing before 2018. I looked live mixtapes, Apple Music. It started at 2018. And I think that might be Memphis Massacre 1.
I don't know about that one, bro. But now I actually dropped my official mixtapes after I got with setting them.
So what happened to the Jacking for Beats? All of
jacking
that stuff.
For beats.
You
jacking
said you did a Jacking for Beats, right?
Okay, well,
and that's how you got.
I never put it out, so I had recorded a Jacking for Beats, and Crunk Ain't Dead was one of them,
right?
And that was in it. You know what I'm saying? And I was gonna drop it, all of them. Like, you remember how Wayne used to just rap off a bunch of beats on one track type shit? I was gonna do that. You know what I'm saying? Then I did the Crunk Ain't Dead. I was like, bro, this junk just stand out to me too much. Mm-hmm. I'm finna take this shit off and just drop this motherfucker. Mm-hmm. Shit went crazy.
So, wait. If you ain't have nothing officially out, how the hell niggas find you to sign you?
So my first joint, my first song that I dropped man, well, it wasn't even my first song, but I dropped a whole lot of, that bitch went crazy and went viral type shit.
Mm-hmm.
And motherfucker was dancing to it because, you know, we was hitting the dances and shit in that joint. Boom, boom, boom. Then he ended up reaching Offset.
Off the first one?
Off the first one.
I know what it is, bro. I was thinking this whole time.
Mm-hmm.
You the real plant.
The real what?
Plant.
Plant?
Yeah.
Like an industry plant?
Yeah.
Hell no. <nah. laughs> Get the fuck out of here. Hell no. Nah.
Yo, I'm looking at the tapes and I'm like, bro, your first tape, Memphis Massacre, you have Project Pac on there.
Yeah.
You got Offset on there.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait, this is first project.
Well, if I was a plant, things would be a little bit more different. Think about it.
I'm thinking.
Yeah, it would be a lot different.
But that was years ago.
I'm working hard for my shit.
That's true.
So happened to, man, go viral. Because so I know how to do it.
And Set hit you like, yo, I'm trying.
Yeah. It was down there almost instant, bro. It was so quick.
That's a blessing.
The other labels didn't even get a chance to reach out to me yet.
Wow. That nigga was smart.
Yeah, he know. Yeah,
so let me ask you this then, yo. Because when I think of Memphis, right, I'm so glad that I had to do this interview because it made me, like, really tap in. And at one point, I'm like, yo, I feel like I'm from Baltimore, and I always say, like, I feel like Baltimore, we struggle to pop because we don't have a sound.
Cheer.
Yeah. And then, because I think of Memphis, and I think of, like, y'all have, like, a Memphis sound, kind of like a Detroit. Not sounding like a Detroit, yeah, but, like, y'all have a Memphis sound.
Yeah.
But then I think about it, and I'm like, wait, y'all had a sound before that?
Before when?
Before the Dolphs, the Gotties.
Yeah.
Like, because that's why I thought, in my head, I'm like, it started there. And then they was able to get to a point to put everybody on. Because I remember even you said, coming up, you only saw, like, either sign with Gotti or a Dolph.
Yeah.
But it was a whole situation way before them.
Yeah, it was way before that. Yeah. Like, Memphis got a lot of genres, too. We got some unique shit. Like, we got some shit called funk, P-H-O-N-K.
Mm.
We got a sound called funk, and it's more of a lot of shit is more of an underground sound. Shit hard as fuck, though.
How did crunk come about? I know that was, like, early 90s.
Early 90s. But it really started in the 80s, though, in a way, because before we was calling it crunk, we started calling it crunk in the early 90s, but we was calling it book in the 80s. So it was get book.
Okay.
Get book. Gangsta walking. It's crunk shit. Motherfucking they had beat. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. So I'm just curious to know, like, growing up, like, y'all already had Project Pac, 8-Ball MJG. So y'all had so many rappers that came from Memphis. When did it, I guess, change? When did that change happen? Was you able to see?
Yeah.
From, like, this crunk era to, like, this gangsta hip hop?
I seen it all, honestly, except, well, I seen it all. I wasn't there in the 80s, of course, but I did my research. I'm a student to the game, for real, bro. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But I seen it start changing. Shit, when the 2000s hit, this shit started changing. It got crunk. It got a little bit more crunk, though, in the 2000s, of course. That was the prime. But then as time went on, maybe like
04.
The crunk wave started slowing down. Like, I feel like Flocka was like the last man standing when it came to that crunk shit.
In the paint.
Yeah, Flocka was the last crunk nigga. Then after that, it just started transitioning to drill.
Okay.
Slowly for surely. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yo, hold up. I'm curious.
I feel like drill old too, because niggas been on this shit in Memphis.
I want to ask you this though. Speaking of the crunk shit, because y'all came up with crunk, like, it originated in Memphis.
Yeah.
But it was a time, since we talking about 2000s, where everybody thought Lil Jon had created it.
Yeah, facts.
How was y'all, like, do you remember that time when people was probably crediting Lil Jon for crunk? Yeah, How was Memphis taking it? How was that?
Niggas was mad about this shit. But people had so much love for Lil Jon, though. Nigga was hard as fuck.
Mm.
It's like, ain't no way you could hate him. You know what I'm saying? They just doing their thing, you feel me? But we just Memphis was just, a lot of people in Memphis was just mad that it was like, bro.
Y'all ain't get y'all
recognition. We ain't getting our credit for this shit. Like, we ain't get, we still don't get the flowers for that.
I've spoken to a few people and they always mention Memphis.
Yeah, but it ain't like the main, in the eyes of the mainstream where it's like motherfuckers actually saying it.
Yeah, I Googled it, right? Just, I was just curious. I'm like, where did Crunk originate from? So
I Googled it too. They said Miami.
So, well, the first one said Memphis, but the second article literally said Lord John. I'm like, sheesh. And I know, I think Memphis spells it different. Lord, they spelled it C-R-U-N-K with Lord John. And I'm like, damn. That's why I asked the question, because I'm like, it's
shit, we clearly spell it, somebody. We spell it with the C too, though.
I thought y'all spelled it another way.
Nah, we spell it with the C too. Damn, so, but you know, sometimes people will take, put a K just to be fancy. Down when, you know what I'm saying?
So fast forward, when you dropped Crunk Ain't Dead, and at this time, the label wants you to put Lil Jon on there, you were excited or you was kind of skeptical? Because you from Memphis.
Yeah, I was both, because I was like, damn, I wanted to like, just keep it all the way Memphis, but then it was like, damn, I can't, you, shit, I ain't mad at the Lil Jon idea. Shit, Lil Jon, that nigga, he a legend. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And I fuck with Jon. So I was, shit, I just went with him. I'm like, bro, this shit, this big. Shit, we gonna have Lil Jon on that motherfucker. We gonna have Patnum on that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
Damn, son. So who was it like, when you was coming up, who were you looking to for, like, they was your guys, like, they, I fuck with them? Was it Project Pat and them, or was it Gotti Dolph?
Okay, so let me keep it all the way funky, because I don't think I ever get a chance to really say this. As a kid, I really, really looked up to Lil Wayne. I don't ever get a chance to say, I don't know why this never came out.
Yeah.
But Lil Wayne, I'm talking about even when he was with the Hot Boys, that was my favorite rapper.
I understand that. You like a year younger than me.
Yeah, you know so what I'm saying?
I get that.
The Hot Boys, period. I used to want to be just like them. And, but of course, 3-6 was always the go-to.
What's your favorite Lil Wayne song? Give me favorite three Lil Wayne songs.
Fuck. Man.
It's hard.
It's a lot of, I was going to say Pussy Money Weed, but I'm going to say Best Rapper Alive was one of my favorite joints. It's something about that song, bro.
It's so many,
it motivates
bro.
Me or something. Like,
I think my favorite one is...
It's hard to say, bro. It's like...
I can't do it.
He got too many.
I really love Birdman Jr. from the Carter 1.
Birdman. How did John go?
Damn, man.
Is it the... Nah, that's what you call... I like that John too. Show him what we living like. Oh, they like a sign. Uptown. I love Uptown, oh, too.
Yeah. Nah, it's this, hard. It goes, shit, I don't know what that is.
Oh my God. That's
one of my
so
favorite
hard,
songs.
Fool.
Ain't looking in the headshots. And if the red dot spot him, then the hollow head got him. Not get tempt to his bottom. Yeah.
That beat Louisiana. Sound like some Memphis shit, though.
Yeah, now that shit was hard.
That whole song.
I really wanted to ask you. I wasn't expecting Lil Wayne. I wanted to ask you, what was your favorite 3-6 Mafia song? Like, niggas from Memphis, what was your favorite song? Because I got one. I can't remember the name, but I want to know if you want to know.
Honestly, bro, I got too many of them, but.
First one that come to your head.
If You Ain't From My Hood. But that was really more of a Project Pat record, though. Featuring 3-6 Mafia, though.
But that's
so,
Memphis still.
Yeah, for sure. But If You Ain't From My Hood, that's the same fucking beat that I use for Crunk Ain't Dead.
Hold up, bro. My mind
if
is going
If you ain't
everywhere.
From my hood, you can get around what? Here. If you ain't from my hood, you can... That whole so motherfucking gangster. Oh, God. That
wait,
whole
wait.
Stamp.
MJ, 8-Ball MJG got a song, Don't Make Me Kill.
Don't make
no don't,
this don't make me
don't make me mean. kill no more
fucking body in here in
that
hell,
shit
yeah,
go
hard.
It's the MJG ripping holes and that yeah. Shit go hard, bro.
I love that Mr. Biggs joint too.
Put me on.
It's some man. It's more that funk shit I was telling you about. See, Memphis got a pimping sound too. We love. It's more pimping,
like hustling, Fat Mac. Hustle and Flow was Shot Niggas or No?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Oh, that was some pimp shit. That makes sense.
Yeah, it's a lot of pimping going on in Memphis. It's been their way. It's been their way in Memphis now. It's a lot of pimping.
You get a lot of people ask you, like, is it really like that?
Yeah.
Because, like, being from Baltimore, it's either the accent, but before the accent, right, one point in time, people always say, bro, is it really like The Wire? Is it really like The Wire? And I'm like, bro, get the fuck out of here, bro. Like, like, damn. So you get a lot of that.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, that's Memphis. That's more Memphis. Hustle and Flow is more Memphis back in the day.
So niggas really be pimps, like, you have it, like, you see.
Yeah, and it's still a lot of young niggas pimping. You know what I'm saying? They just don't got the same image no more. Shit, they look like me and you.
What's a pimp?
But they be pimping.
Tell me, how does a pimp, like, what do a pimp do? Put me on game.
Shit, they breaking these hoes.
Like, how? I'm trying to imagine.
They putting them hoes on the slab. They breaking these hoes.
I'm trying to imagine.
But it's a lot of different versions of pimps, though. You got some on that put them hoes on the slab. You got some on that just playing these hoes out they money. You know
what
I'm saying?
Put them on the slab. What that mean?
The slab.
What that
track.
Mean?
The track.
Oh, put them on, like, the street.
Yeah.
Like, have them, like, really going out fucking niggas.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm trying to picture how would in the action at me. Help me out, bro. Take me through a day that a pimp will go through. That 3-year experience. Like, how would a pimp start his day in the action with his hoes?
I mean, shit, I ain't a pimp.
But I'm pretty sure you hung around some pimps. They gave you some pimp stories.
I mean, I ain't just waking up with around some pimps and like, woo, 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 woo. Nah, I got my own shit going. I'm my own man, so I'd be like, woo, woo, woo. But I just know I've seen it. You know what I'm saying? I've seen the hoes, I done seen the peas. You feel me? I done seen the hoes and I seen the peas.
Bro, that's crazy. Like, I'm really, the coolest thing I'm thinking about a pimp is like, yeah, pimping a bitch out of money, but like, actually talking to it, like, because it don't make sense to me. Because I'm thinking, like, why don't you just cut the middleman out? You go out on the street and you make your own money.
I mean, you got a lot of hoes doing it too now. You know what I'm saying?
That's why I don't understand. I'm like, yo, why would you need a nigga to, like, I don't know.
I mean, you got OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Cut the middleman.
I ain't gonna lie to you.
Low key, cut the middleman. That's a lot of different ways they doing it now.
So you got Instagram and Twitter.
Yeah.
Boy, you been on Twitter lately? I can't even open my
it's
Twitter.
It's a lot of independent hoes out here now.
Shout out to the independent hoes.
Shout out to them.
All right, so, okay. Let's get back to the new music, right?
Yeah.
Sweet Tea. Also, I feel like I seen you somewhere saying when you first dropped, when you first coming out with Crunk, they was like, don't do it. You did it and went crazy.
Yeah.
And now you're doing singing, niggas like, don't do it.
Yeah, facts.
But you know it's going to go
that
crazy.
Shit going crazy.
But I might have listened to every single project you got, bro.
Damn.
You got Massacre 1, Massacre 2. You came out with a, before you dropped Massacre 3, it was another project.
Duke Nukem.
And you had, I don't know why, but you had like, I don't want to say mad features, but you had some big features on that.
Duke Nukem?
Yes.
I know I had Keed.
You had Keed. You had a few people. You had, it might have been Doughboy. You had Dolph.
Babyface Ray.
Babyface Ray. You had Rico Nasty.
Damn, that was feature heavy. I didn't even realize.
Yeah, that. I ain't understand. I thought you was trying to make a statement, but whatever. So you had Duke Nukem.
And I don't think I shot none of them videos.
Then you came back.
I shot the Rico Nasty John too late.
Then you came with Massacre 3, right? So I say all that to say, you been a singing ass nigga, bro.
Bro, if you paying attention, you'll see.
You've been a singing ass nigga, bro.
It's in me. You know what I'm saying? I've been doing them joints. Army.
I can go through them. Hold up. Because I made note. I'm like, you got Down and Out, a singing song.
Yep.
Maybe Trap Blues. I mean, maybe. Stamp. Maybe Trap Blues. Stamp. That's kind of singing. Stamp. You got Body.
Oh, God.
Big Dog. Army. Even Crunk Stars.
Okay, so you see how I did them, though? I always just picked one. I always had at least one of them on the album.
No, that's not true.
Low key. In the beginning, I always put the singing just last.
So, listen, I thought about this, bro. On your first project, it was one.
One at the
on
end.
On the second one, it was like three.
I started trying to give them a little bit more.
Yeah.
In between. You know
what
I'm saying?
Yeah, you had like three.
But I was like, damn, bro, they just, you know, it's like people was against it for some reason, just because it was me. Just because I'm a crunk artist. So it's like, you a crunk artist, you shouldn't make no singing shit.
Mm-hmm.
Now look, this shit working.
So do you, is why though? If the crunk shit work, why are we singing?
Because it's working. And that's I know how to do it.
How do you measure what's working?
Yeah, think about this. All right. I'm not just a rapper, bro. I'm an artist.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an artist, and I got so much fucking game, and I know music. I can't limit myself, bro. I just love this shit. Mm. I love the singing shit. You feel me?
But if the crunk is working.
Okay, cool. Some crunk junk done got off. But when that slowed down, then what? Mm. It's like one trick pony. You starting to box me in. You feel what I'm saying? Yeah. You starting to box me in. That is one trick pony. And then it's a lot of people that ain't ready for the crunk shit yet. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, most people bandwagon. They gonna go where everybody else go.
Yeah.
You feel me? But if somebody else come out and do some crunk shit, they gonna pat them on the ass. You feel me? But we ain't gotta get into all that. But... All right, boom, the crunk shit I ain't been catching y'all. All right, boom, I'm finna switch it up. Fuck it. I'm gonna come out with a single with some melodic, on some melodic shit.
I don't...
It's going crazy now.
Now, it again, to my ignorance, I didn't know, but when I searched your name, it's probably like number two stream song. Oh, it's right after Crunk Ain't Dead.
That be on his shit.
I'm like, no way.
Come on, bro. And then, you know, it's like, all right, boom, I'm going to cater to the women now. You know what I'm saying? It's for the women. It was really for the women.
As a consumer,
and it's
though,
some pimping shit. You know what
I'm
saying?
But as a consumer, though, I'm like, I don't understand because, yo, you got some shit, bro. I'm not going to lie, bro. I'm talking to you as a fan right now. Forget the interviewer. So if I'm your fan, I'm thinking like, bro, why not keep the crunk shit? Do you feel like
I think you just more... You genuine when it comes to fucking with music, bro. Mm-hmm. I think you probably... I don't think you just care about what everybody else is on.
Yeah, I don't.
You know what I'm saying? So that's the reason why you think like that. But everybody... Majority of people just gonna follow the trend. You know what I'm saying?
So you think singing is trendy?
No, it might... Maybe it's not trendy. I just feel like it was just another way for me to express myself with music. You know what I'm saying? I ain't been really, I've been making the junts, but I ain't been putting them out there in the face like that, like where it's like a single.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
It's been I always kind of hide them in my albums.
And I seen that. I'm like, bro,
so
okay.
If you stumble up on it, then yeah.
Yeah, I was like, I seen that. Like, you never made it a single. You never pushed it. But they was in there. I specifically listened to all of your projects for this, bro. For this one question. I'm like, I don't understand. Like, I'm like, okay. I looked at it. I see Sweet Tea. I'm like, all right. I went through your Twitter. I seen a tweet about singing and crunk shit. Or it was on your Instagram. I seen you make a post about, bro, I've been doing the crunk. When I first did the crunk, they ain't want to accept me. So when I'm doing the singing, they doing the same thing. But watch, it's going to work. And I'm like, okay. Bruh. Why?
I be manifesting this shit.
Yeah, in my mind, I'm like, why? So I specifically listen to everything just to see. I'm like, nah, this nigga been a singing ass nigga. Like,
and
he been a singing ass
nigga. You want to know something? What I realized? I've been making crunk music, but it's a certain type of crunk music that I haven't made yet. But we finna be popping out. And I got some members with me, too. You know what I'm saying? I got a group together, Triple M, Made Me and Mafia. You know what I'm saying? And they here.
So you want to do something new?
Yeah.
Triple M shit. You don't hear it, but they in it. Okay, hold on. You walk me into this one, bro.
Yeah, I got a different version of crunk music I'm finna pop out with. It's gonna go crazy.
Are you ready for that?
I'm ready. I know the world ready for it.
I don't think
they ain't heard it. They ain't heard this in a long time.
I don't think you know where I'm going with this.
What's up with it?
I ain't asking you, are you ready to do it? Of course you ready, but are you ready to come with that?
Yeah. I am. I already know what's finna come with it.
They say what is it? What's the saying, y'all? Shit. Imitation is the next best thing next to flattery. I know I slaughtered that.
Mm-hmm.
But something like that.
Yeah.
When you drop the new one, when everybody start doing it, do you get mad like before or do you accept it?
I'm going to have to accept it. It is what it is now. I've grown. I've learned how this shit go. At first, I was like, I ain't understand. But it's like, now it's like, when motherfuckers doing what you're doing, it means you just that nigga.
Mm.
Even when they don't say it. Even if they don't say it, they don't reach out to you to woo-da-woo-woo. But they, you see them mimicking you, it's just what it is. Like,
that's where I wanted to go. And I wanted to go at a different angle. Not the messy shit, but a different angle far as, because I remember one time, and I was just saying, I remember one time you had, I guess, called out Mexican OT. Y'all piece it up since then.
Yeah, stamp.
But the first thing I thought was, do you not understand how big you are? Pause. Because when somebody, I don't want to say bite, or when somebody like pay homage, right? It's not a shot.
Yeah.
So why
yeah.
call out that person? If anything, yeah. it's like, it should be a salute because it's been so many, let's think about a remix of songs. It's been so many samples. And not everybody can get in touch with these people, right? Not everybody even know. They might be inspired some way.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, like, what changed from the mindset of then to now?
Yeah, good pause, too, but I'm going to go with, like, all right, so boom. Sometimes, bro, this music shit, it gets discouraging, like, mm-hmm. right? You know what I'm saying? And you, if you on this motherfucker looking at what motherfuckers say, or all these people around you telling you this and woo woo woo, that shit, it'll discourage you, bro, a little bit. And you get discouraged and you kind of react off of your feelings, you know what I'm saying, on some
real nigga shit, man.
You know what I'm saying? You kind of react out of your feelings and not even looking at the bigger picture of things because you listen to what all these other motherfuckers saying, like, it just be shit being said, you know what I'm saying? And I remember one time I was like, yeah, people gonna start running off of his shit and they gonna be the ones to get the flowers for it and shit. And that really started happening. I'm like, bro, what the fuck?
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So now I'm starting to feel away. You feel me? I'm like, damn. So anything that just kind of sound like me a little bit, now that I'm not getting the flowers, so now I'm starting to pay attention to this shit too much. Now I'm starting to put too much energy out there into the wrong shit. You know what I'm saying? To the break out to the point where it was hard for me to make a good fucking song at one point. It was like, bro, what the fuck? Because it was so much negative energy on me, bro.
Mm.
But I just let this shit go. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, looking at this shit like, damn, bro, I'm really that nigga, bro. You know what I mean?
In those moments, do you feel like you were surrounded by the negative energy or you wasn't getting the love?
Y'all ain't got no napkins. My damn chest sweating.
Shit, we might have some napkins. If somebody get some napkins for upstairs.
Hey,
in that moment, do you feel like, because they say the best revenge is success.
Yes.
Right? No. Do you feel like you felt low in those moments because you didn't feel like you was as successful as you wanted to be?
Yeah, for sure. For sure, because I feel like I deserve it, and I work my ass off. But it's like, you can't control everything, bro. It's like, it is what it is. Like, nigga, you still doing good. You still here. You
That's
know
what I was
saying?
About to ask you. Like, what more do you want?
Yeah, like.
Do you understand you dropped Crunk Ain't Dead no matter how long ago, right?
Yeah.
Do you
that
understand?
Still thriving. Like, it's like longevity music that I'm making.
So that's why I'm wondering, like, what put you in that mind state? What made you feel that way in those moments?
Tell me when I made Crunk Ain't
No,
Dead?
when after that and you felt like you wasn't getting your love and you might have to lash out because of what the people saying.
Because I feel like I had to keep up with what people were saying. Like, I got to instantly come out with another one. I got to come out with another one. Like, where's the next one? Where's the next one? Like, I got to get that attention again that I had for Crunk Ain't Dead or better. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it don't work like this. Sometimes it's going to take you to fucking work a record. And that's when I realized, like, oh, I'm not a new nigga no more. So you got to work a little harder, bro. You got to go hard. Just keep going. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Now, you know, then that's what made me switch it up. Appreciate the chest napkins. That's what made me switch it up. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, I'm finna hit y'all with some player shit, some more vibes. That's that's me as well, because I ain't just no one trick pony. Y'all got me fucked up.
This right here, this conversation is the whole purpose of my interviews, bro. It's so many people that felt like that, right? But they look to you as being like, bro, that's Duke Deuce. Like, again, Crank Ain't Dead was one of the biggest songs ever, especially coming out of Memphis, right? That means a lot. Niggas coming from cities where we come from. You from West Haven, Memphis. You feel me? Like, I'm from Baltimore. I'm from a color home.
Hold on. You said West Haven.
I mean, my bad. You said, what happened?
It's Black Haven.
Black Haven, or my bad. White.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Haven. Black the original Haven. Name is White Haven.
Black Haven, my bad. I'm thinking, I said some Connecticut shit. You from Black Haven in Memphis. Bro, that's a small city in Memphis, right?
Yeah.
You dropped one of the biggest songs ever. How dare you get to a point where you think you got to keep up or what you're doing ain't enough? And I say that because like it was times where I felt the same, bro. Like, I got to keep up with the interviews. I just drop a T.I. interview. I got to drop a whoever the biggest artist next. And it's like, no, bro. What got
That's
you out
crazy.
Of that?
I don't know. I just kind of grab hold to myself like.
How, though?
Dude. Like, kind of just talking to myself like, dude, you got it, bro. It's cool. Keep going. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Then it'd be the same way with. I feel like it's the same way now where it's like everybody got to like make all this content. But you got some artists that be chilling down and you make that much content. And when they put out, still sell. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people are going to be in your ear be like, content. You got to make content. This the new, you know what I'm saying? This is what everybody throwing at. But then shit, I mean, I ain't make that much content before Sweet T. It's doing motherfucking great.
But it had to be some like awakening moment. Like, because I'm thinking if you frustrated, right?
Yeah.
Like you feel like you're not getting the love. You feel like you listen. It had to be something that's like, okay. I want to know what was that.
I think what I did was just came up with a plan, bro. Was like, all right, because shit started changing around me, right? You don't see the same faces around me when I first started. Mm-hmm. I had a whole group of motherfuckers around me. I was about 20 deep type shit all the time. You feel me? And I feel like I was feeding off of their energy too.
What happened?
Because it's something about having a tribe, which makes sense. You know what I'm saying? When you got a tribe, it's like y'all energy bounce off each other and that shit help. You said what happened?
Yeah, what happened to the tribe? What happened? You said you went from 20 niggas to shit, I see you with 2 niggas now.
It started becoming people start feeling a way about this and that. You know what I'm saying? With some envy shit going on. Motherfuckers jealous. Motherfuckers not speaking their mind. Motherfuckers, it's misunderstandings. Niggas ain't keeping it real no more. You know what I'm saying? Just niggas not coming forth, talking about it and being a man. You know what I'm saying? Niggas just want to talk behind your back, which makes shit worse because when you find out about it, it's like, damn, I thought me and you was... you feel me? So, and I'm the type of guy, I stop talking to you. Like, I just cut people off because I don't really like confrontation because I don't handle it well. And when I get confrontational, I be like up there and it'd be like, damn, dude, you really could just woo-doo-woo-woo, but I be like up here because I don't like confrontation. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. It's just how I deal with it in a way. You feel me? Working on it too, though. But yeah, so I started trying to, all right, boom, I got to figure something out. I ain't got all you niggas around me no more. So boom, this is what I'm going to do. Focus on the women, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like, shit, that's what we like anyway. That's what we want around us anyway. It makes sense. Focus on the women. Boom, I'm going to fucking shoot a video and I want a bunch of motherfucking hoes in this joint. No disrespect, but a bunch of motherfucking pretty women in them motherfuckers. You heard me? So shit, that's where I went with it.
I think I'm I need more. Pause. And what I mean by that is
good pause.
Because I feel like I'm missing something, bro. Because even you in this dark place, right? You feel like you're not getting the love. You went from having 20 niggas around you, uh-huh. from having 2 or 3 niggas around you, to focus on a woman. Even that, bro, coming from a place like Black Haven in Memphis, right? Small time city. I'm thinking, when we trying to get up, we trying to get rich, when we trying to get that Crunk Ain't Dead, that song, as young niggas, we like, man, I can't wait till I make it. I'm making sure all my niggas good.
Yeah,
so it go from, I'm trying to make sure all my niggas good, so you making sure all your niggas good, and then you seeing your niggas fall back.
They start fading
one by one. That's another mental mind fuck.
Yeah.
So when you say
shit fucked me up.
Right. So when you say, yeah, man, I just start talking to myself. Yeah, man, I just want a video with
So I see what you're saying. Yeah.
How did it was a transition, something happened where it was like, this hurt, I'm upset, I can't dwell on it. Let's move forward.
Yeah.
What happened? That's what I'm asking. What happened? For me, I'll give it. I started running. When I started running, I started seeing small successes in my runs. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't as pressed for the successes in my podcast. I didn't need to get a T.I. and DJ Drama and I don't know, whoever else I had. You know what I'm saying? I didn't need to get them because I had success in other places. That mm-hmm. was my come to life moment. I'm asking you, when you was going through it, when you feel like you ain't getting the love you deserve, you feel like niggas is biting your flow, you feel like niggas ain't really showing you respect, you see your mans, your people, your camp fading away. How did you mentally get over that? What was the come to life moment that was like, all right, it ain't...
I started realizing how angry I was. Mm. That's what it was. I started realizing I was angry, like, And people started noticing it around me because I started just being a different way. I lost myself for a minute, bro. I was like in a dark space. You know what I'm saying? I was like, it was all type of shit going through my mind. Fool. I'm like, damn, like, do I supposed to be here? Am I finna die? All type of shit. Like, I'm out of here, fool. You feel me? And I became kind of more violent again. You feel me? Like I was when I was just broke. Some reason I was violent as fuck when I was broke. That's just what it was.
When you broke, you ain't got shit to lose.
Yeah, you feel me? So I started low-key becoming it again and started craving violence and shit. I'm like, bro, I just got to shake back, bro. This ain't it, bro. I started losing touch with God, all type of shit. I started becoming a darker person. You feel me? Like, real tripping, fool. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Then, I don't know, bro. I always been a spiritual person, so it's always been in me. So that's what kind of guided me back to the light. Just started tapping back in with spirituality. You know what I'm saying? And shit, honestly, when I started losing niggas, that's really when the weight got off my shoulders, honestly. Because that was a problem too. I was still trying to hold on to it, like trying to make everything right with everybody. And I'm starting to notice, like, bro, this shit ain't working. Like, these niggas is just really just, like, being what they being. These niggas is really being weird. Mm. Like, for real. It's like, I ain't do too much to you for you to be this, whatever you is about me, which is new. I never thought I'd see this. It's so weird when it's like, niggas, you was really kicking with all the time, every day. And them niggas is turning to a whole nother person on you. Because of they ain't got what you got type shit or woo woo woo, and they don't understand how this shit really work. So, you know, but once I started letting the shit go, that's when I started getting my light back. Like, damn, that was just weight on me. Like, trying to hold on to all these motherfuckers that really don't mean me no good. Obviously, you know what I'm saying? Because if you meant me some good, you would still be rocking. So, I believe that's what it was. That was my breakthrough right there, letting this shit go.
No, that's real.
And shit, I started rocking with my boy. I've been rocking with my boys that's with me now, you know what I'm saying? But not like that, because them guys was my main people, you know what I'm saying? But them niggas was always talented. Double G, Lil Thad, them niggas was always talented. And I always look back at them niggas. Like, when I was, like, on my high horse, I was looking down back at the city like, damn, these niggas hard, bro. These niggas crunk. They making crunk trap music. Like, some different type of shit. You feel me? So boom, I just got back in touch with them. Like, well, we ain't never really lost touch, I don't think, but I forgot how it went. But I know my boy Double G was living out here, then we just started tapping in, and I started recreating a tribe type shit. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And just kind of made it easy for myself.
I want to paint a picture for growth. This is strictly for growth. And you know how to answer if you don't want, but just curious. At the time you called Mexican OT out, was it instantly when y'all pieced it up, or did that come after the growth when y'all pieced it up? Because I seen you made a tweet like, yo, we good. Well, I talked to him, we straight. Well, how fast was that? Because I Googled, I seen, I don't know when you called him. I don't even know what you said. I don't even know.
I don't remember what I said either, bro.
So I'm just wondering, was it instantly, was it like, called him out, my bad, I was wrong, we talked on the phone, tweeted.
Oh, no. So I called him out, boom, boom, boom. But first I was reaching out to him before I called him out, where people get that misconstrued. Like, why you ain't just call him? Nah, I was reaching out to him. But he was obviously busy, you know what I'm saying? So I ended up calling him out. And then he hit me. He texted me first. I guess he just said, fuck it. I was in the middle of texting him back. He said, fuck it, and FaceTime me. And he broke it down to me like he wanted to see where I was coming from with everything first.
Mm-hmm.
And then I pretty much told him, like, how I felt about the shit. I don't remember everything I said. Then he came and he was like, he was an understanding type of, I really thought he was finna just go ahead and just be on some bulk shit. You hear me? But he was more on some genuine shit. Like, dude, bro, I fuck with you, bro. Like, woo woo woo, bro. We gonna get in there, bro. I just had this woo 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 going. You know what I'm saying? And I really, honestly, he said, honestly, I feel what you're saying. I see how that came off. And he was like, my apologies, bro. Like, he was like on some straight, real shit. And you know what I'm saying? I was like, damn, I wasn't even expecting him to be like that.
That's some real
shit. And that shit right there just made me respect him even more.
Knowing that, how do you use that moving forward? Because he clearly ain't have to be like that, right? He could have been on some bullshit, like some bullshit, like you said. But he chose to be understanding, and he chose to really hear you out and see where you're coming from. Because, I mean, clearly, like, now this nigga's on XXL. Like, he's really...
He's
doing his thing. He ain't have to be like that way.
He didn't.
In moments where you might feel like you treated unfairly, or somebody else felt like you mistreated them, how do you pay that forward?
Because
I'm pretty sure it's times where... You might think it's some bullshit, but it's like, bro, I don't know how spiritual you are, but I know you say you believe in God. I believe in God, too. I feel like God gave you that situation with Mexican OT to show you that,
so
bro,
it's
times where you need to be graceful to other people when you feel like it might not be in your best favor.
That's down.
You think about that?
Yeah.
You don't have to say no names or nothing like that. Do you think there's any situation in your life right now where you can apply that? What he gave, the energy he gave you, you probably could give that to somebody else.
To somebody else. Hell yeah. Stamp. And I feel like as a community of us, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to say black people because I really don't like to use that no more. I'm trying to get out of there because we got a nationality and black is not a nationality. Right? So I'm really trying to get out of saying black people. Because it's just a fucking crayon. It's a color. But us as a community, I feel like all of us, if we started getting on that type of timing, bro, we'll be way better off.
100%.
That's how we used to be. We used to talk about shit. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that was 100. And it made me look at bro different. Like, damn, bro, that's what's up. Now I want to move in that type of way. You feel me? Because... I get it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's down.
Now you independent. How is it? Is it hard?
It don't seem like it's hard because I'm doing so good with
Yeah.
But it's hard because you know you gotta come out your pockets up front to make this shit happen. And if it don't work, then you gotta go back in. You hear me? So, but shit, God been good to me so far.
What type of side artist was you?
Because I know how the side thing go a little
side,
bit.
Sign. That's it, right off the top.
No. What type of sign, like when you were signed to QC?
Yeah, sign.
What type of sign artist were you? Were you the one that was asking how much this is costing, or you was just let the label handle it?
Well, we kind of always knew how much shit was going to cost. Even though some shit was high to motherfucker, but we was like, you know what? We just go through with it because when you believe in something, you just want to go ahead and do it.
I ask that because I'm wondering, do you try to match that price? Because like when you have your meetings, right, and they be like, okay, Duke Deuce got the feature from da-da-da. Was it cleared? How much was it costing? We also got this beat from da-da-da. Did we pay him yet? So you know they saying it. This is how much it costs.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're independent. I'm wondering if you have that number in your mind, like, man, I got to get this number. Or maybe let me scale it down a little bit.
We scaling down. We trying to go as cheap as possible and get the most out of everything we do.
But does that affect the music, though?
Huh?
Does that affect the music?
Not at all. That shit working.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Shit, the Sweet Tea shit, that shit didn't really cost nothing. You know what I'm saying? I didn't even pay for the video.
Okay. What makes you go independent? Like, what, like?
No, it was just, I guess it was kind of like time, say that, because QC, you know, they so-called sold half the company to, what's it called, Tide or some shit like that.
The white guy? I don't know.
And P called me and told me the news and it was like, shit, they, we pretty much gonna have to just let you go type shit or whatever, but now you still just have to go do offset with your shit or whatever.
Wait, we ain't about to fast forward that. In that moment, we're going to have to let you go. That's all you knew. I told you, I looked at your music, and since the beginning, nigga, it was always QC. They say you're going to let you go. Is it like, man, in that moment, it's like, I don't know what I'm about to do.
It was pretty much because if they put money into me, it's still going to have to go to another party that they feel like ain't really doing their job.
Okay. How does that look, though? I understand, but how does that look?
Shit. What you mean? Like, how does it look in what way? Like,
I'm trying to be careful, but I might just have to ask you straight up. So, if it goes to some, because you signed, I'm sorry, bro. What Drake say? Or one of them niggas said, you said, I don't mean to be like that. We I feel like we chopping up at this point. We boys.
Yeah, stand.
You signed to a nigga that signed to another nigga, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when they say that, this is what I'm assuming, I could be wrong. It still got to go to somebody else who's not doing their job. Mm-hmm. I'm asking, what does that look like? Like, how does that, because I don't know, I'm not in the music industry. How does that look? Like, does he drop the check or QC dropped the check? I don't even know, bro.
It's really supposed to be kind of like, it's supposed to be this. Him and him. They supposed to be boo, woo, woo.
Uh-huh.
We're going to do this. Boom.
Split it. What that mean?
Just boom. They communicate.
Okay.
Woo, woo, woo. You going to do this? All right, boom. Yeah.
What would I do?
Hmm?
What would I do? Just curious. Like, what would be my job?
It's the shit. You chopping it up with a bruh, and y'all gonna come up with what y'all wanna, what y'all gonna do to make it happen for me.
Okay.
Whatever that is.
I'm understanding.
And boom, y'all, boom, boom, boom. You put this in, whatever they gonna do, whatever that situation look like. That's why I'm not being too specific.
It's fine, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Then that's what's gonna happen. But then it started becoming more like a just one sided thing, and it's like, shit, because of they not seeing eye to eye. It was.
Okay.
Yeah,
I do. Because I remember that time. I get it.
Exactly.
So why not? So, okay. And I'm following you. That's why I ain't even saying no names. If they get it, they get it. They don't. That's on them. Okay. So if I'm fucking with you, right? Why not just relinquish control? Like, yo, I'm not really rocking with them. We not seeing eye to eye. But I don't want this to affect you. So let me just relinquish you 100% to them. Did you have that conversation?
Mm. motherfuckers don't want to do that. Come on, man.
I mean, I feel like that would be the stand-up thing to do, though.
That's the stand-up thing to do. Everybody don't stand up.
Did you? That was hard. That was fire. That was hard. But did you ask for that? Because
yeah.
maybe... Cause
yeah,
I'm
we tried. We tried. That's not... That's, come on, bro. Like you said, I'm a hard-ass artist. Dope. Nigga ain't gonna let that go. Not that easy. That's just how I'm off. Everybody ain't cut like me and you. Like,
so how do you... So, okay. Thinking back, right? Again, I look at it from the nigga from the streets. I'm fresh off the street. You've seen a lot of success. I'm on my way there. So I'm still a novice, so to say, when it comes to this. So you thinking back on it, because when you first started, this is a blessing. Oh my God, I can't believe such and such did X, Y, and Z. This changed my life. We can't erase that, though.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to be no fake nigga to try to act like we can.
Come on,
we can't
man.
Erase that.
Yeah, it's down.
When you think of, when you think back on that situation, how do you look at it? Because again, this could be just miscommunication.
Mm-hmm.
It could be really fuck nigga shit.
Yeah.
But at the same time, would it be when a certain somebody did so much though? How do you look at it?
Mm. I mean, I look at it like, yeah, I appreciate what you did when you reached out or whatever, woo, woo, woo. But at the same time, what the fuck happened? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, you could be mad at me for certain little shit like me calling you out for it.
But that's after
you know
the
what
fact.
I'm saying? But at the same time, there's been a time where you done did fuck shit and you had to come back and apologize about it. So why we can't just talk about it, top it up like men and get past the shit?
Mm.
You feel me? Which I tried that, you know what I'm saying? And boy, shit, it's all type of shit, boy. This shit'll get messy if I keep on going.
No, that's why I'm wondering, because like, again, we talk, and I'm talking about piecing it up, and I'm wondering, like, do you think it could come to that? Where it's like shaking hands.
I mean, on my end, yeah, because honestly, bro, I'm really a reasonable fucking person, bro. I'm not trying to be hard. I'm focused on positive shit, bro. Like, I ain't with that negative shit, bro. If you still want to be negative, then just keep doing it, bro. Eventually, bro, God always got me anyway. I'm going to do me.
You ever felt like it only be like that when it's one person is so much bigger than the other and they don't really need them? You ever, because I'll be thinking about that sometimes. Like, I feel like relationships would be different. If a nigga needed me, how much they think I needed them, the relationship would be different. But just because you think I need you, you play me a type of way and I don't fuck with that.
Yeah, bro. You know what I'm saying? I feel like they got parts to do with it too.
Yeah, I don't fuck with that.
You know what I'm saying? Like, this is weird, bro.
I don't like
that. You know what I'm saying? And I wouldn't do nobody like that. I don't give a fuck. Like, because it's, I'm not an evil person.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Outside of all of that, I feel like when it comes to this industry shit, I really feel like people use its business term to be a bad person.
To be a bad person, yeah, still.
Because, like, it can be business, but we still can do it right. I feel like it takes nothing to do good business.
Come on, bro.
That's how I look at
come
it.
Come on, bro. Put like, your pride to the side. Get this. Come on, bro. Let's just do it.
But not even pride. Like, I don't know. I was raised, bro, like, the only two things men have is their name. Well, three things. Your balls, your name, and your word.
Stop.
And you can't have your name if you don't keep your word. So, like, when I get into this industry and niggas be like, they make these false promises or they say things and then don't stand on it, it get really confusing. And then we get back to that city life that we used to and being angry and not wanting to deal with confrontations because we don't do it right. So I understand you when you say
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
But I don't understand that about the industry, bro. It's like, yo, if you, like, fuck all the numbers on Instagram and money in your bank account, what happened to being a man? Like, keeping your word.
I feel like motherfuckers got to start. This probably what made me start growing when I started thinking about what if that, start putting myself in that person's shoe, what if that was me and somebody doing me like this? You know what I'm saying? And you done been through this shit before, from what I heard with another certain situation. I know a nigga done been through that before. Somebody holding their nuts on them, not letting them do what they supposed to do to flourish. Mm. You feel me? So you know how that shit feel. You did.
I understand. Damn. That shit, bro, that shit is one of the worst feelings. I'll never forget, bro. I was hosting in the club one day. I ain't even gonna say the nigga name. And I sold like some tables and shit. This interview about you, but I'm just, I remember this. And like the whole, the owner of the club was a DJ. So I know he understand how it feel not to get paid. So I'm trying to talk to him about getting my money. But he trying to, like, he letting the security try to put me out. And I'm like, I feel the same way. I'm like, bro, if you've been in this situation before, it takes nothing to just give me some clarity.
Come on, bro.
Like, I ain't even say, you might not even have to pay me right then and there, but just give me some clarity. But what happened is when you flip out, you the bad guy. Because I never forget, like, I flipped out.
Oh, God.
And then now, I'm the bad guy.
Oh, God. That was me flipping out when I started making these posts. I'm like, because I go lie, I got my emotions took over. You feel me? So now I'm flipping out. But now I'm the bad guy for flipping out. You did whole time.
What do you tell the next artist that's coming up that ain't learned that lesson? How can they skip some steps where they don't have to go through what you went through?
Mm. Shit, it's all right. So it's kind of hard to say because I would say not to sign to a certain somebody, but then again, that certain somebody just might be a genuine person.
Mm.
So it's like, damn, bro. It's almost like, bro, you can't really, you can give people advice, but you can't really guide them. You dig what I'm saying? You can't really, like, you can't tell them how their future gonna turn out for them just because of what you went through type shit.
Mm. That's 100%.
They might actually run into somebody that's really gonna turn them up and not really be on no fuck shit at all. Everything might work out for them. But some people might be better under a label than being independent.
But you know what else? You ain't gonna like this, but is it true? It be those fucked up situations that get you to the place you need to be. It be his
start. Oh, God, stamp.
Like, you can't, yeah, whatever it was fucked up, however you take it, right? It got you the way you are right now.
Yeah, I think this shit made me grow. Like,
not even a growth, though.
I see shit different.
But I'm saying, like, you kind of got a head start in your career.
Yeah.
Because of it. So, damn. Cool, if I get a head start and I fall on my ass right here, you way better where you at now compared to when you was in Black Haven.
Hell yeah.
Shit, I take it. Nah, 100%, nigga.
Nah, for real. I like real shit. Like, that's what it is. I fuck take with it.
No cap, man. With you, bro. I appreciate this, man. For real, man. What you got coming up next? I know we pushing. How long you think you about to push Sweet Tea?
Oh, I don't know, bro. I think I'm gonna be pushing that jump for a while. But in the midst of while Sweet Tea out, I got other shit I'm finna go and put out. I'm finna put out another single. The shit I was just talking to you about earlier, the crunk shit, a different type of crunk vibe. And I'm putting out some group projects and shit, you know what I'm saying, with Made Me and Mafia.
More shit just came to my mind. Because you think you grew, right? But they say you really never know how far you come until you put back in a situation.
Yeah.
Bro, I told you I listened to all your projects, bro. You had some niggas on there. Hold up. From Rico Nasty to my nigga Doughboy, Lil Key, God Rest His Soul, shit, Project Pat, so many other people, bro. Do you think Glorilla, Gloss Up, you independent now? It changes. When you reach out for that feature, might not be the same response. You think you ready for that?
I mean, it's shit. Yeah, it is what it is. I know I already been there, done it now. You know what I'm saying? I already know how it is. But a lot of people still respect me, though, because they see I got my own lane. So it's kind of like, shit, motherfucker be watching me, man.
Yeah, it sound good. You never know until you be like, yeah, man, he respect me. He fuck with me. Yo, I'm trying to get the feature. All right, bro, I got you.
A month later. Yeah, I'm saying, though, like, I already done been there and done that. I done been through that already. It's like, it is what it is.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going to keep rocking regardless. Fuck it.
Yeah, I was just wondering, like, if you really ready for this. This independent shit different.
It is. It is.
You see what's up with
it's
me?
It's almost as if it's like, if it's programmed this way or something, just because this person independent, like, maybe, I don't know, bro. This shit weird, bro. It's weird, bro. I don't know. He independent. Don't fuck with him. Oh, we.
Oh, my God. It gets tough.
Yeah, it is. It's tough. It is what it is, though.
Nah, man. I appreciate you, dog. For real. However I can help, man, you got my support 100%,
dog. Nah, sure. I appreciate it, guys.
Nah, no problem. Anything we miss? Any missed opportunities? Anything I forgot to mention?
Nope.
All right, man. I appreciate you again, man. With Mr. J Hill, J Hill Podcast, my guy Duke Deuce. This shit was amazing. It's a wrap. We out.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.